Hi, this is Dr. Hugh Flax, an expert cosmetic dentist and book author in Atlanta, Georgia, who boosts the confidence, charisma, and wellness of his patients. I'm really glad to be back with you as we start a new year full of promise and possibility. And I thought today I'd reintroduce myself to you, and ultimately, you do the same with me. Back in the 60s, every young American boy wanted to be either an astronaut or one of the Beatles. Well, since the Beatles broke up, I had to look for another occupation. In 1971, I was an 11-year-old boy living in Florida who never saw his mom smile anymore. She was also afraid of going to the dentist. My mom lost her confidence and joy in life and was very sad because at one time, she was a very successful woman in the business world, which was a big deal back in the 50s. Ultimately, I was so happy to see my mom joyful and comfortable again. She started socializing, going to my ball games, and back being the cool mom that I remember. My dad, my brother, and I were so proud of her. Life was amazingly better. With that event, I decided to become a dentist to help others like my mom to slay the dragons of fear. After getting early acceptance to Emory Dental School in Atlanta in 1979, I worked very hard to learn the art and science of dentistry that focused on health and chewing. In my senior year, I got accepted into a 10-week cosmetic dentistry course taught by the father of cosmetic dentistry, who happened to live in Atlanta. The goal was to learn many of the outstanding skills needed to create long-term aesthetic results. This was even more important, especially after I found out that my mom's original dental makeover was breaking down after only 12 years. Naturally, she was extremely upset about having to go through this extensive dental care again. Consequently, my vision was to become a world-class cosmetic dentist so I wouldn't have to make my patients go through the struggle that my mom went through, and which was actually a solemn promise I made to her. At first, before dental school, I wanted to be able to eliminate the fear of going to the dentist and also give people peace of mind that their care would last a long time. But later on, the big picture evolved to helping other successful women just like my mom, whose original smile lacked confidence. When I opened my practice in 1987, cosmetic dentistry was still in its infancy. The thing is, there were no obvious places for me or a ceramist to go learn to be the best, to develop new skills in a hands-on setting. That meant, though I was highly motivated, I wasn't able to fully give people the peace of mind that their smile would look terrific and last a long time. Suddenly, it became my holy grail to find a way to help others, just like my mom, who struggled with a lack of confidence, peace of mind, and comfort. To make things worse, not only did I feel awful that my goal was being slowed down, but I was certain that my confidence and to my expertise was decreasing at the same time. Not fulfilling my dream diminished my prospects as a husband and father who could provide for his family. I wanted them to be proud too. Guess I had a huge roadblock that I didn't know how to overcome. Not having my dental mojo, I stopped recommending some of my newly developing cosmetic procedures like veneers, and I felt dejected. Suddenly, I couldn't see myself as a great cosmetic dentist, and I wasn't living up to the vow that I made to myself and my mom, which was just killing my soul. And I saw my dreams and promises being squashed forever. Then, as if by chance, something amazing happened. That's when I went to take a dental course in the small Texas Hill Country town of Hunt and met a guy named Bill Cohen from Chicago, who is also a cosmetic dentist. We were taking a morning walk when I shared my problem, and he was generous with advice. From this event, I discovered all about joining the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, which just started a few years before. That's when I realized that the key to learning the intricate secrets of the highest caliber of cosmetic dentistry was becoming a sponge. You know what that is? from the best of the best who are like-minded. It was also now clear to me that now I had a pathway to become confident in my skills and demonstrate my talents by becoming AEC credentialed, which meant passing one of the toughest exams in the dental field. I also learned by saying you are a cosmetic dentist isn't enough. To protect the consumer, you have to be certified by a board that sets very high standards. Truly, there is a need to create a specialty of cosmetic dentistry that verifies excellence to protect the public instead. It didn't exist back then, and unfortunately, it doesn't exist now. They say it's politics, and I'm just going to leave that one alone right now. As a result, I eagerly sought mentors in the AECD to help guide my success to become accredited. There was definitely much tough love, and by learning new skills in photography and design, it catapulted my climb up the learning curve. After I did that, I started doing more challenging cases and gaining confidence from the results, as well as the positive feedback from my patients and peers. Suddenly, I was accredited by the AECD after only 2 years, which typically takes at least 4 years for most people. So, my parents always taught me to be a giver. Therefore, my plan was to start volunteering to serve and teach the academy so that others could improve their care for their patients. Consequently, I started joining some committees and leading the local Atlanta affiliate, as well as I ran the 2003 annual scientific meeting. So by immersing myself, I began to rub shoulders with the best educators around the world, but it didn't start there. I then started learning and teaching techniques in things like laser dentistry to give our patients a more comfortable experience, often without even getting numb. We could even do cosmetic minimize sculpting without having to refer to surgeons to do more aggressive techniques. This was a procedure that actually helped pioneer and created an audience of dentists and patients around the world. After that, I was elected president of the Academy, which was quite an honor to lead the largest organization of cosmetic dentists in the world. At that time, we had almost 8,000 professionals. During that time, I established access to top-notch online learning, as well as created and hosted the first AECD international meeting in London. But there was still a problem. After 25 years, my team and I had earned a great reputation in Atlanta. All of a sudden, our patients trusted us to do the right thing, but often didn't want to go to another office. As our patients' circumstances got more complex, I needed to become better at serving them. For example, sometimes people would run out of healthy tooth structure or bone and they needed one or many implants. Or I needed to find a way to conserve healthy teeth by straightening them. At the same time, digital technology was becoming a regular part of the best dental offices around the world. Given our new challenge, my team and I decided to make a new commitment to become more multi-skilled and strategic in planning even better care for our patients. We thought we could create something that would make it possible to help our patients and colleagues visualize and create smiles with more collaboration and much less risk. And everybody would be really happy. So I invested 5 straight years to becoming credentialed by 2 leading international implant organizations while training to learn Invisalign to straighten teeth and investing over $400,000 in the highest technology to optimize results. And we created Flax Digital Smile Design. Though it sounds too good to be true, I can now help our trusting patients get smiles often in half the time it took 15 to 20 years ago. Oftentimes, with some of our patients, we can create teeth in a day for small and extensive needs, which used to take us a full year. We have patients who've been enjoying our smiles for over 30 years, and I'm proud to say we have found that 97.8% of our patients who we've surveyed improve their appearance, feel like they've improved their appearance immediately, and see results in other areas of their lives. There's plenty of research that's shown that having an improved smile opens the doorway to improving your confidence, creating better relationships, having greater income, and you'll feel better as well. So after creating Flax Digital Smile Design, I was not only able to become a world-class cosmetic dentist who fulfilled the promise I made to my mom over 30 years ago, but I've also been able to stop worrying that my patients won't get amazing results that are beautiful and believable and last a long time, because we can now consistently plan better with the best technology. It has been quite a bonus that I've been blessed to teach other dentists around the world. And in the end, all this means that I've been able to build friendships with patients and colleagues for over 40 years, while giving my patient great pride and spending a lot of time traveling to fun places. Truly an amazing dream come true. So I'm looking forward to sharing more with you this year. If you want to learn more how to kick off your new year, go to Amazon to check out my book and buy A Smile is Always in Style. Please let me know if you have any burning questions by emailing me at h.flax@flaxdental.com. That's h.flaxdental.com. And tell your friends about us. Lastly, don't forget to keep smiling and sharing it with others to make their day fantastic. I'll talk with you soon.